This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice for creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students, parents, and staff.
This is something I've loved to do. This is what I want to do my entire career. I really love robotics. I love making stuff. And if I could do this for my career, that's great. It's just a great career.
That's Chris Burton. He's a freshman at Brookings Harbor High School, and he is passionate about robotics. Instructor Alan Chirignan and Principal Larry Martindale explain how the robotics program has increased student motivation through project-based learning that's relevant and fun. The program initially began as an element of a calculus-based advanced physics course back in 2000, and it's grown ever since.
I began to incorporate robotics into that class, and then we started moving into the physical science classes. And at that point, STEM education was just kind of becoming a buzzword that you'd hear on the periphery, but I was already doing it. We were using the science and the technology and doing a lot of engineering and, of course, using the math to make sure that things worked so that we could do predictions of what would happen and how machines would behave before we actually spent the time and money to build them. We have three robotics courses, and then we have some courses where they specialize a little bit more because they want to go on to more advanced things. So, for example, the kids that are in there right now are doing something called rapid prototyping. And what that involves is they use a computer program called SolidWorks, which is a 3D design program, a CAD program. In that class, they learn how to design machines and other things, and they can use it to simulate stresses and shear forces and tension and all that kind of thing and determine what materials would be appropriate for various applications. And then they go ahead and manufacture these things. So some of the kids actually take both classes because they want to learn how to design parts for their robots. Everybody likes the idea of robots. In popular media, we see them all the time. People like the idea of playing with robots, and that's the initial sort of draw. Kids from all levels start out in robotics, and what happens is those kids see their potential because they develop an interest in the topic, and through that motivation, they are willing to work hard. And what I found is it doesn't matter what the quote-unquote level of the kid is. What really matters is that if they're motivated and they're engaged in the subject matter, they're going to put out as much work as they need to. There's not a time where the kids are sitting around in the back of the room listening to a lecture. They're actively engaged all the time. They have a particular goal in mind because it's all project-based learning. So within the project, which is within the overarching STEM, which is part of robotics, it all kind of ties together. And basically my philosophy is 100% engagement 100% of the time. And if you walk into any of my classes, you'll never see a kid who's sitting around staring at the wall because there's stuff to do and he wants to do it.
Looking at Alan's class, when I come in and observe, just to see the kids excited about the learning is powerful. Not only does he have the kids in here working highly engaged through the class periods, but you'll find him in here during break time, before and after school. He has to literally kick them out of here.
The students don't dispute that. Brandon Murphy is a senior that has taken almost all of the robotics and engineering classes offered at Brookings Harbor High School.
He's a great teacher. He'll teach you what you need to know to get into what you want to do in life. So it's a great program for learning all that stuff and then just having fun.
And Chris Burton, although only a freshman, has big plans for his high school career and beyond. He's even secured a paid internship for the summer with Autodesk, a leading manufacturer of the design software they use at school.
The experience has been exceptional to the point of where I want this to be my career. I'm learning a lot my freshman year from the older guys, and by my senior year I hope to know hopefully more than them. This can give me a head start in college, and then I could pursue this and get a good job.
Robotics is the perfect storm for STEM education because all of the different science disciplines and all the engineering and all the math and technology can be learned under the umbrella of robotics. I don't expect anybody to become a robotic scientist through this, but what it does is it gives you dozens of different options for careers because of the skills, the STEM skills that you're learning through the robotics course. The kids start to realize, oh, I have other career options beyond what is commonly shown to kids in counseling departments.
The program is expensive, but totally worth it, according to Principal Larry Martindale.
It takes a fairly significant amount of money to make this program fly. And Alan does a great job of finding grants. He gets $5,000 a year out of the general fund. Then he has to come up with an additional $10,000. He needs about $10,000 a year to be involved with the four competitions that he takes these teams to. We not only have some of our really top students in there, engineering, we also have a lot of our at-risk kids that are in there because they love the hands-on. And he has that ability to work with those kids. And once they find out that they can do the work, the motivation level and the high degrees of success and the learning that goes on in there with all the kids, it just makes for, what Alan said, a perfect storm.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.